Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
They say that John, the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos, when he was given the revelation, marveled at the beast and the beast system. Well, you're living it, ladies and gentlemen, so you can certainly marvel now. I'm going to cover all this news and information today. If the hair lifts the admiral, as they used to say, or if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. Guess that's an old Western saying. But let me just tell you what we got here in the hopper for you. Our leader, our king, our master, since Bill Gates receded in the last 6 months, is the CEO of Pfizer. And Trump has come out and said, basically, the CEO of Pfizer has more power than the U.S. president, runs the world today, which is true. He's now the head guy. What he says goes. And Fauci's like his little demonic ventriloquist doll. And he said a few weeks ago, oh, we don't care what the FDA scientists say or the CDC scientists say that shouldn't have boosters and the vaccines aren't working and shouldn't give it to under 16. He just said, we're going to go ahead with it. And sure as hell, they went ahead with it because he's our ruler. He's our boss. Going back 6-7 years ago, Klaus Schwab at Davos, it was in the front page of Bloomberg, said, hey, in the future, very near future, in the next 10 years, we will have CEOs running the planet and corporate leaders, and national leaders will be vestigial and ceremonial if they're even still existing. That's basically a paraphrase. That's what he said. Hell, you can go to his Wikipedia page. He says it. He says, we're going to take over all your governments and have captured your governments. So that's where we are. And then they just have this peanut gallery of leftists empowered on social media, just gaslight everybody and say it's not happening, but it is happening. So Pfizer CEO says the lockdown will never end. Normal life won't come back for those that refuse to take the shots. And he goes on to say you will not be able to live without the vaccines. I don't think this means we should be able to live our lives without having vaccinations, basically. What an announcement. Corporate dictator of the world, CEO of Pfizer, says you shouldn't be able to live your life without vaccines. You can't live your life without these shots. What a precedent. Because the end game goal is getting in our bodies and owning our bodies. And Klaus Schwab and all of them tell us, because it's a revolution, to take over our bodies and sterilize us. You see, they've got life extension technology now. They can't make you live forever, but they can make you live 30, 40, 50 years longer if they start you by 40 or 50 years old, the science shows. And you know they're more advanced than what they're even telling us. So that's just what we currently know. If you can then have it extended 20, 30 years, well, you can certainly then extend it to 500 years, 1,000 years. You won't really be a human anymore, but they think that's a form of life when it's really a form of fancy high-tech taxidermy, in my view. So we're going to lay it all out today, and I can tell you that I am particularly aligned today with the big spirit, as they say, the great spirit. And so I'm going to really try to just cover as much information as I can today. Also, the National Health Minister of Australia went further than the Pfizer king and said, oh, the lockdowns never end and the shots never end, which we already knew. I told you 20 months ago when this all started, it'll never end. Oh, I told you 10 years ago in reports I put out, it'll never end. We had all their documents, but now it's here. That's just one little stack right here. And then we've got a lot of election Arizona news. It's huge. and then an amazing consortium of articles gaslighting people, saying, don't believe the truth, believe lies. I'm not kidding. They're now saying embracing the lie is good. We'll cover that when we come back in T-minus 60 seconds on this live September 27th Monday transmission. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products and 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, and oxygen, hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And to keep this on the air, take action, and I thank you.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
Where are you?
Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my lines, no one is there.
There's today's live show headline, nightmare announcement. Pfizer CEO says COVID emergency will never end. Pharma giant issued statements saying, you will not be able to live without the vaccines. Australia's health minister went even further, saying the lockdowns will never end as an alliance between the world's megacorporations and government bureaucrats officially announces a medical planetary dictatorship. Thank you for joining us on this live edition of the Alex Jones Show. Here in defiance of the enemy's attacks, here because of your support and patronage. And so let me just tell you what's coming up today. I'm going to go over all the stacks I currently have. More is coming in as we speak, and we have some guests as well. Let me just go ahead and tell you. Pfizer CEO says normal life won't return ever, and that you must take forced inoculations and, quote, must have the injections to live. What an incredible statement. We can do the whole show on that. Here's another one. Australia's chief health officer completely dashes any hopes the country will return to normal ever. And let me give you the exact quote. We're never going back to normal. We're going to play that video for you and Paul Joseph Watson's report on it in just a moment. So we've got that. And that's a whole giant stack. Then I've got a bunch of actual government reports and research surveys from around the world showing that the most sick people are those that have taken the vaccines. In fact, the highest death rate are of the, quote, vaccinated, of, quote, COVID-like illnesses, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, you name it. So we've got all of that coming up. Then we've got the Arizona audit that was very scientific and proved that Trump won by more than five times what he needed to carry Maricopa County there, where Phoenix is based. That was only an audit of that county. And that it clearly showed it. And now we're learning it's far worse than what we were shown. Arizona audit final report was watered down. Reports from cyber ninjas were edited. Most damning statements removed. What else was removed? We're going to be looking at all of that today and how there's big recounts in other parts of the country like Texas now beginning. It's a very important process of exposing the fraud. CNN calls it the end of the country, incredible danger. They were the ones that promised not to accept the election until Biden won. They were the ones that said there's going to be a red mirage where it looks like Trump has won. And then, quote, he'll be gone one way or another, even if the military has to remove him, quote, from Nancy Pelosi. And he said, Chuckie Schumer and others said that, again, one way or another, that Trump would be removed. So why are we not allowed to question, especially when there's so much evidence of incredible fraud? And now it's been proven. The Arizona audit completely delivered, and that's why we witnessed on Wednesday and Thursday of last week, ahead of them releasing their audit information, you saw the headline, Biden won election. Audit of Arizona found. And that was put on every channel and every news item out there. And then, when they released it on Friday, turns out the Democrats had spies inside. They'd seen the headline put out by the audit, and it was Biden won the election by 50-plus thousand fraudulent votes. And if you remove those, he lost by 40,000-plus votes. That's how you state an investigation, is if the FBI got somebody indicted, they'd say he had $10 million in his account, and we have evidence that $2 million of it was stolen. You don't say he's got $8 million in his account and $2 million stolen. You say there's $10 million, and we're saying $2 million stolen. It's the same thing. They said, well, okay, Biden won the election by cheating. You know, when a boxer wins, and later you find out they tested positive for steroids right after, you say he fraudulently won. Or if it turns out a racehorse was on amphetamines, and they later do a test and, you know, find out from the age of the drug in the blood, from the metabolism of it, that it had been done a week before the race, and so therefore they cheated, they strip the crown. But that's got to be done. But you don't strip it till the commission that's over horse racing says it was clearly a fraud. So the scientists test the blood, and they say, okay, this is a week after the race. This shows us that a week before the race, you know, the horse was given steroids and, you know, amphetamines and things, and given more the day of the race after we tested them. And so our findings are they cheated. They won the race by cheating. It's exactly what the Arizona audit did. It's not their job to come out and overturn the election and say Biden doesn't get it now. They came out and said he won the election with 50-plus thousand ballots that were fraudulent and that were duplicates and where people already voted and on and on and on. And so the media spun that semantical point to deceive everyone. And they do it over and over and over again. So I'll get into that coming up. And so this whole thing marches on. That's good, to expose the midterm elections coming up. You know, why were they covering up the windows so people couldn't see what they were doing? Because they pulled out briefcases and suitcases from under the tables with the same stacks of ballots in Georgia and Atlanta and ran it over and over and over and over again. At first they said you can't be in here because of COVID. And they said, well, you can't look through the windows because a water main broke. But it wasn't true. Now, did they want us focusing on the ballots and the fake ballots and on the millions of ballots around the country printed up? They actually found in Maricopa County thousands and thousands of ballots that were not ever issued by the state, which means they were counterfeits. No, they don't want you focusing on how it's all about the machines, the fraud. It was done to the machines. Yeah, fraudulent ballots fed into the machines. They got everybody to focus on how the machines could be hacked. And certainly some of that went on, but the way they stole it and made sure that their tracks were very hard to catch was physical ballots, because then you got to do a physical recount of everything. And that's very hard, but it's being done, and now they are in full panic mode. That's coming up. CNN says Trump's new interviews and appearances show that the storm is brewing. Our country will not survive this, says CNN. Brian Stelter. Our country won't survive this. I mean, we'll survive the globalists getting rid of the borders, bankrupting it, destroying our military, forcibly injecting people with poison shots, hospitals collapsing, not from COVID cases, but from smart people resigning and leaving. 600 Navy SEALs are about to be thrown out of the Navy because they won't take the shots. Yeah, I thought they're smart and elite and know what they're doing. And they are. And they're saying they don't want it. Why is that, Brian? Because they know others that took the shots and had heart attacks and serious problems. The better shape you're in, the worse these injections are. So that's all coming up. We've got such a giant broadcast for you today. But the first thing I'm going to hit when we come back is going down the rabbit hole. I already walked in here this morning before I looked at all the giant stacks that my producers had printed for me and the big stacks that I sent to them to print for me. I noticed a stack I hadn't asked for. It was funny because I just asked the producer, get me a bunch of articles where there's suddenly all of the news saying, don't question, believe lies, be emotional, noble lies are good. And Scott goes, oh, I already thought of that. It's a major trend in the news. Here it is. And he gave me a stack of the news, the so-called news, the enemy of the people, the enemy of truth, the enemy of freedom, saying it's time to lie. It's time to cheat. It's time to be emotional. It's not time to look at facts. Don't read the fine print. I mean, would you buy a used car for somebody that said don't read the fine print, much less take a shot from somebody that wants you to do that?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Population, but it always takes our kindness for weakness, and in the end it falls. The question is, how bad is this going to get before we wake up and say no? So let's hit this first before I plow into all of this just earth-shaking information, and let's just look at this group of articles that is a small sampling that has just come out in the last few days. Here's a headline. Don't go down the rabbit hole. New York Times says do not engage in critical thinking. This is just one of dozens of articles they put out, the same type of message. Here's CNN last week. These four words are helping spread vaccine misinformation. Do your own research. They're saying let us think for you. Wear a mask over your face. You're non-essentials. Stay 6 feet apart from each other. Take these experimental shots. Oh, they totally protect you, but they don't. You'll be safe when you're shot, but people that don't take the shot are going to make you sick. This is all cult programming. Here's another one. It's time to give up on facts, says Slate. Jess Zimmerman. Or at least to temporarily lay them down in favor of a more useful weapon, emotions. Defeat the right wingers. Make them all take the shots. That was years ago they were saying that, you see. That's how you defeat Trump, is you lay aside facts and you start lying. There were so many articles back in 2017, we'll defeat Trump by lying. So there's an older article, I'll give you an example. You must not do your own research when it comes to science, Forbes. And it goes on to say, don't look at fluoride research, it's good for you. Calcium fluoride is part of what you need. Oh, really? Is hydrofluorosilicic? Is hydrofluorosilicic? Is it good? Because it's an acid-based fluoride that's deadly poison and is an adjuvant to accelerate the effect of toxins in the body and is not linked. It directly causes infertility and cancer. Oh, here's another article. This is one. Al Cross, this is out of the Northern Kentucky Tribune. Questioning authority has become too much of a good thing, and it's killing people. This is a new article out this weekend. Al Cross is a professor of the University of Kentucky School of Journalism and media director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues. And he's coming in to tell us we need to take our shots, and we need to do what they say, and that we need to not question anything. Don't question the media. Don't question elections. Don't question anything. I mean, this is sick. You know why? Because what they're feeding us is a lie. Mayorkas, the border is secure. Also, 12,000 Haitian illegal immigrants were just released in the U.S. And now they're building a permanent center at that bridge. Says you get here, you're legal. So that means they released 60% of those, and it's probably a higher number. Remember 2 weeks ago I said, folks, when they say they're shipping them back to Haiti, that's not true. And the same guy has been on the news saying that the Border Patrol was whipping people with bullwhips. And he said on CNN, I'll play it in a moment, over the weekend, he said, well, even if they didn't whip anybody, it was just the reins of them whipping the horse, which they're investigating as well. You're not supposed to whip a horse, unless that's what you do with the reins, because they've got really thick hides. That's what spurs are for. That's a big animal you're controlling. They said, even if they didn't, it's what people saw, so we've got to decry what people thought. See, that's mind control. Reality doesn't matter. Our lies matter. And CNN's already run this lie for a week, so now their own Jake Tapper backtracks it and says, oh, this is preposterous. The Border Patrol did nothing. So, you know, they run with a big story and then act like they didn't push it. It's not really a retraction. It's a doublethink. That's why they don't want you going down the rabbit hole or asking questions or looking at facts. Here's another one. Trans rights clash in Britain. Conservatives and Labour can't decide who has a cervix. They've had a bunch of cases now by trans activists where they demand that mammograms be done by female nurses of their penises. And when the women, nurses particularly say, I'm not going to do a mammogram, you don't have a vagina or a cervix, they are fired. See, that's mind control. That's don't go down the rabbit hole. There's another one. I told you that was fake last week on The View. But they go, oh, my God, we just tested positive. Grab them. Get them out of here. That's to show you hysteria and fear, like China dragging people off. And it turns out it's all fake. They were right back the next day. It was all fake. Anna Navarro busted, testing negative right after supposedly testing positive, live on TV for the Kamala interview. It's all just teaching you to be tested, living in a technocracy. Here's another one. Remember I questioned Jussie Smollett with a noose around his neck, bleach poured on him with 20 below zero in Chicago at 3 o'clock in the morning? And it was all fake. And 95% or more of hate crimes are fake. And here it is. Surprise, another hate hoax. Black Emory University employee arrested for vandalizing autism center with racist anti-Semitic graffiti. So he could be the hero and expose the Nazis that are everywhere. And it happens everywhere, all the time, thousands of cases. Here's what else they don't want you looking at with critical thinking. This is right out of the UN's own numbers in Israel. Israel, highest inoculation rate, highest death rate, highest infection rate, highest hospitalization rate. And then I've got this shocking numbers. This is directly out of the CDC. Death rates among fully vaccinated Americans who contracted COVID-19 is alarmingly high. It's twice as high as those hospitalized who are not vaccinated. Hospitalized or fatal COVID-19 vaccine breakthrough cases reported to CDC as of September 20th. 2021, here's the blow-up of the number. If you go to the hospital after you've been inoculated, it is a 23.5% chance you're going to die. That's twice as high as somebody going to the hospital who's not inoculated. You can look it up. But it gets worse. They don't count people that die within 14 days of the inoculation. So many estimates are it cuts about half of that out. So the number is much, much higher. Oh, that's why they don't want you going down a rabbit hole, right? Oh, let's keep going down rabbit holes here. Here's the actual article, COVID-19 vaccine breakthrough cases, investigated and reporting. Numbers I just showed you from the CDC. But again, don't go down that rabbit hole. These articles say, you're not a scientist, you can't read them. Oh, really? I can't read it? I mean, I guess I don't have a business degree, so I can't run my own operation. Or I guess I don't have a degree in finger painting either, but I can go home and paint if I want. Or there's a lot of Bill Gates doesn't have a degree, but he runs his own companies. I mean, this idea that you can't look at it. They told us the vaccine was 95% effective. Now it's 39. Their own scientists said, don't give booster shots. They don't do anything except make you sick. And they overrode that. But they go, that's the science. That's the science. Is corporate CEOs now run your body and your life, not even government bureaucrats. And then here's another example of going down the rabbit hole. They've got this article circulating, force-fed everywhere. Biden's vaccine mandate for workers is supported by legal precedents, experts say. When you go read the legal precedents, it's from 100 years ago and 115 years ago, Supreme Court rulings that they could forcibly inject and forcibly sterilize poor whites and black people. And I just so happened to get the New York Times article about it from 1897 for you. So we'll give you that information that's so important as well. And I'll also play that Jake Tapper thing going, oh, it was all a lie about the Border Patrol. Doesn't matter, the left still has their emotion. Switch off brain, switch off facts, and use emotion as a weapon against who, your enemy, your fellow country folks that want to keep the country going, want to keep the pipelines going, want to not have our children taught by pedophiles. Wait till I hit this other news, too. Some big news on the terrorism front. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high quality vitamin B12, taking out the the tongue again. Back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate. Back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So much for joining us on this live worldwide transmission September 27th, 2021 on this Monday. Okay, let's just plunge right back into all of it here because there's so much to hit and I'm going to cover every one of these stacks. We got some really bad news coming up at the end of the segment, but we knew it was coming, so that's the good news. We know how to deal with it. They're following an exact plan. Should be easy to beat once people figure out how much trouble they're in. But if people are delusional, they can kiss their asses goodbye and their children goodbye as well. But here's some good news. Speaking of children, Facebook scraps Instagram Kids as backlash intensifies. A system for them to prey on your children, make them depressed, manipulate you, isolate them with peer pressure using behavioral psychology weapons. This is in their own admissions. And then give predators access to your children. Now, remember, Sean Parker, who worked at Facebook at the highest levels with Mark Zuckerberg, came out 5 years ago and he said, look, when I was there, it was weaponized, and we wanted to make people alone, we wanted to control them, and we wanted to have avatars that were fake friends that would then lead groups of people into the types of worldviews and things we wanted. And he said, and that was when I was there. It's far more advanced now. So it's designed to mimic addiction to painkillers. It's designed to manipulate dopamine in your brain. And then it basically, you only have so many decisions in your mind every day, in the conscious mind. And so after so many little mindless decisions, you're burnt out. You can't make good decisions anymore, but you're still there clicking and going places and doing things. And they're able to basically take control of your life. It is a face-sucking system. That's why now, even though I see beautiful stuff when I go for hikes, I leave the damn phone. Or I turn it off, put it in a drawer, and then I have a much better day. Except when I use it for work. You have to know what it is. It's a radioactive device culturally, spiritually, and quite literally, it radiates microwave radiation. So it is radioactive in the literal and in the system in that it is culturally radioactive and destructive. There it is. Former Facebook executive, social media is ripping society apart. And now if you want to be on Facebook and trying to create these communal dorms where nothing you have is private, and with Apple, all of everything you do is on the iCloud. And they told Apple employees a few months ago, oh, everything you do on the iCloud, including your private phone calls, your private messages, your private photos, are going to be looked at by executives. And Apple employees were like, well, you can do that to the general public, but not us. We're part of the elite. And, of course, 4 years ago, China was given all access to all codes, to all iPhones and Apple products on the world. And that was in Reuters. And they said, of course, we give the Chinese government access to all of the code keys to all Apple devices worldwide. They said, quote, that's what you do when you're in China. So they'll do this stuff with the San Bernardino Christmas shooting. Where they're like, oh, we won't give the FBI the code to get in the phone. That's all kabuki theater. Like when Apple has billboards everywhere saying, Apple equals privacy. That's the billboard. Apple equals privacy. You mean Apple equals delete privacy? Apple equals clear privacy? Get rid of privacy? Because it certainly doesn't protect it. So Facebook scraps Instagram Kids as backlash intensifies. After being asked by a cadre of 40 state attorney generals to abandon the project on the grounds it would be bad for psychological development and also create a predator's paradise, Facebook Instagram announced Monday in a blog post that it was finally abandoning the ill-fated Instagram Kids service, which was supposed to create a parallel version of the service for children under the age of 13. But they're already all on there, and they're already being hurt by it, and you got to intervene with your children and take it away. I know it starts when they're 3 years old and you're at the Mexican food restaurant or the steakhouse and you took the little one, and if you just let them watch Blue's Clues, they'll leave you alone enough for you to eat dinner with your wife. You should just get a babysitter and not let them put the child in front of that. If you don't want the child there, take them over to mama's house or daddy's house or daycare. And take them to a daycare that doesn't put them in front of a TV. It destroys their minds. It rewires them. It lowers their IQ. You might as well beat them with a baseball bat. I don't mean that literally, but it's the same effect. So that's where we are, and that is a big victory. But these are purely predatory systems set up to stun and control and dumb America down. So when you see leftists on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, bullying nationalists, bullying patriots, bullying Christians, bullying families, remember, these are the minions that have succumbed to the gaslighting and who fell to the zombie horde. So don't hate them. Forgive them and lovingly try to help them if you can. If not, move on. And I'm speaking to myself when I say this because they disgust me and I can't stand them as well. But Remember, they are, at the end of the day, victims. They wanted to be victims, and they are victims now. Victims of the system they serve, and all the statistics show it. Many, many more times are more likely to be depressed or to commit suicide or to be mentally ill or to steal or to lie or to virtue signal. They are the conformists. They completely bought into it. It doesn't mean that all of us don't have our own problems. It's just that we are conscious of that fact and trying to be better. Trying to live in that virtual world. People 20 years ago used to make fun of those simulation video games where people would, you know, pay for a real Ferrari that wasn't real in cyberspace or pay for a mansion so they could be cool in the simulated world. Well, now that's what this is. And you say, well, why would they do that? Because there's always going to be predators that know that we have weaknesses, who want to get ahead, and so they'll do corrupt bad things. They'll launch wars. They'll release bioweapons. They'll pose as your savior. They'll propagandize. They'll target your children. They'll do anything because it's their nature. They're psychopaths and sociopaths. And then they breed a bunch of followers that are gremlin-like and try to emulate the psychopaths and sociopaths above them, but have low IQs, so it creates the blue and green and purple hair phenomenon that we see everywhere now. And I'm not shocked by their blue or purple hair. My point is that they don't have any real independence in them or any original thought, so they adopt all of the festooned symbols of what they see as being independent when actually it's the symbol of their slavery. And I don't mean you should then drive a Tahoe and have short hair and wear, you know, navy blue sports jackets all day and play golf. That's other people conforming to their own system. If you love golf because you love it, great. If you love blue hair because you love it, great. But is it your identity? There's something beyond blue hair, something beyond golf, something beyond just going to church. Is your church speaking out against world government? Is your church speaking out against partial birth abortion? Is your church speaking out against the global ID? And the answer is no, because it's not a church. It's another conformist system of the world, which is run by the very worst people historically because we let them run it. And that is the human process that happens over and over and over again in that cycle. All right, I didn't get to the border stuff yet. I want to play this amazing interaction between the head of DHS and Tapper. I'm going to explain what's really going on there in my view. And then Biden saying, oh, quote, those people will pay that bullwhip the black people. Of course, didn't happen, doesn't matter, because the head of DHS says it's a perception that's horrible and will be investigated. That perception will be punished. But yeah, we know they're innocent, but we can't say they're innocent. We're just going to let this fade away. This is mind control. This is perception over reality. By the way, you've only got a week and a half left or less. You got 9 days left to get a free copy of Endgame, my seminal film. So you have your archives, you can share it and spread it for free at COVIDland.com with your purchase of the new film that starts shipping October 6th at InfoWarsStore.com and COVIDland.com. Get a copy and get a free copy of Endgame at COVIDland.com. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
TV. That's the URL that they're not blocking that takes you to band.video to share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. Freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv. That's where the free world is fighting back against globalist tyranny. All right. We've got a lot of news and a lot of information to cover in the next hour on seven different big subjects that I'll tell you about at that time, but believe me, you don't want to miss this information. Here's just one of them, and we have the audio of this put out by the New Yorker magazine calling for blowing up gas pipelines around the U.S. and putting a book out explaining how to blow things up and kill people. This is on Infowars.com, literally platforming a terrorist. The New Yorker takes heat for hosting climate activists arguing for blowing up pipelines. Now, folks, I've been subpoenaed by the FBI. I've been investigated. For 8 months, they have interviewed people and tried to get them to say that I commanded them to attack the Capitol. They're trying to put me in jail right now for trying to stop the attack by their provocateurs of the Capitol. If I got up on air and said, blow up pipelines and then put a book out on how to do it, I would be arrested, and I should be arrested. I mean, if you're teaching people how to blow up pipelines and telling them to do it, you'd be in a supermax prison. And, by the way, most of the FBI agrees with me. They're not bad people, the rank and file. That's really true. Some of the most awake people in my experience. But it doesn't matter. The Justice Department lawyers are all a bunch of criminal scum at the top now. I mean, it's like 90% bad people. And so, wait till I hit that. Speaking of scum, Mayorkas, the border is secure. Also, 12,000 Haitian illegal immigrants were just released into the U.S. And that was this weekend. Now, they're now saying it's, 16,000 are in the U.S. and more are coming because they know Biden's going to let them in, which we told you. And then, they're all getting sent back. That's the gaslighting. But what's the big story, man? Not the kidnapped kids, not the rapes, not the deaths, not how the worldwide lockdown made Haiti and other countries collapse so they're all flooding out now to come here, not how the very same UN did that now organizes them. No, none of that. Nothing about replacement migration. We have the so-called president, who everybody knows stole the election, Joe Biden, saying those people will pay. Those people will pay who are told when you've got tens of thousands of people, now it's over 30,000 came across, multiple sites, all of them down the border, they're just being let go now. Now it's no longer a spectacle. Nobody cares 2 weeks later. The people that run from the Border Patrol are being stopped because they have big satchels, and the Border Patrol is asking, why aren't they turning themselves in? We just let them in. We're going to chase them, and we're going to whip the horses so they go into the water. Because horses don't like to chase men, chase people. Horses are scared of a piece of trash blowing along the ground. Horses are scared of dogs. These horses aren't wanting to run up on these people, so they're having to whip them with the reins. Which, trying to make a horse go up a hill, you got to kick them with your spurs and hit them with the reins. That becomes Django, the white man, is chasing down Django and all the rest of this crap while the Haitians are battling to get into the evil country set up by white people. I mean, it's just crazy. And America's had its problems, but compared to others, it's been the best. So this is globalist conquering us. This is what's going on. And you've got this criminal, Biden, up there. But listen to what the head of DHS says on Fox News Sunday. He says, I'm not going to say they're innocent, even though now the people that took the photos are saying that, and everyone admits it's not true, because it's emotional, and I have to decry what people thought and just worship this evil white person whipping a black person with a bullwhip. It's like Jesse Smollett, or it's like Bubba Wallace. Oh, look, there's nooses on the garage because people tied a rope on it to pull it down. This is what the left is. They're gaslighting frauds. Here's the clip.
I promise you, those people will pay. They will be, there's an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences.
I will not prejudge the facts. I do not in any way want to impair the integrity of the investigative process.
But, Mr. Secretary, you also said that the images, quote, horrified us. How can DHS claim to have an independent investigation into these Border Patrol agents when the president says, quote, those people will pay, and you say the images horrified us?
Jake, I think it's quite clear that what the images suggest horrified the American public. That is quite different than learning what actually happened, determining the facts, and the fact determinations will be made in an independent investigation by the Office for Professional Responsibility. And the facts that are adduced, the facts that are determined, will drive the outcome. Nothing less and nothing more.
Some of the initial descriptions...
what those images suggest, what they appeared to portray, was horrifying. And that, I think, deserves attention. That is quite different than fact determinations. And I will tell you, I served as a federal prosecutor for 12 years, and we conducted independent investigations despite what appearances might have been and the public outcry about them.
But that's the thing. Some of the initial descriptions of those images were just patently false. There's now video out there that provides more context. Having seen the video, are you certain that there was actually wrongdoing?
I am going to let those investigators make that determination, and then that determination will drive the outcome of the investigation.
Can the Border Patrol count on you and President Biden, who has said the people will pay, to come to a determination based on the facts and not based on Twitter outrage?
They sure can. And let me say something about that, Jake, because I worked very closely.
All right, I don't want to hear any more of this. Shut it down. And, of course, he came out days before and said, it's horrible. We're going to punish the people. And Biden said, oh, they will pay. They're guilty. We're going to have an investigation. And the investigation is going to find them guilty. That's what Biden basically said. Because there's nothing worse in the world than a white person in a fight with a black person. I mean, white people are bad, black people are good, and the government and the mega corporations that run slave camps in China, they're going to save brown people in America from the dreaded white people. Because you know, when you're at the shopping mall and you see white people, you know they're the bad ones. Or you're at church, you see them, you know they're the bad ones. Folks, this is all very simple. This is divide and conquer. And this is the globalist saying, all of you are suspect and got to wear a mask over your face because you're dirty and have viruses. All humans are bad. And the emergency's never going to end. You got to take shots every few months or everybody's going to die. You can't live without these shots. Those are statements I'm going to read next hour by the head of Australian health system and the head of Pfizer. And now Fauci's saying, got to have the shots all the time to be safe. All of it's a lie. There is no natural immunity. All of that's a lie. Yeah, overriding all the scientists. That's the science. They're lying to you, and we all know that. But we, the listeners of this show, the guests of this show, the crew of this show, this family, has to come together as we've done already and get others to come together to see the divide and conquer strategy of the globalists that are taking us over, taking our freedoms, and destroying our futures. It is so incredibly simple what is happening and what is unfolding. And so, we're all dirty. We've all got COVID. We're all got to be suspect. But the government, the corporations will watch us and track us and test us and make us non-essential and lock us on our houses and make us all prisoners. And, oh, my gosh, the white people are bad. They're going to get you. And so we can discriminate against them and charge them more for things and because they deserve it because they're white. They're introducing the idea of persecution of minorities, which is always bad. I was against it when brown people were the minority. Now I'm against it when white people are the minority, and we knew that's where this was all going. They don't want to bring in all these foreigners to make them part of the melting pot. They want to bring them in to turn them all against each other. Like in a prison, you have the warden and his staff, and you've got the Hispanics, the blacks, and the whites all kept in racial groups. If you don't want to be in a racial group, they make you get in one, or the warden basically puts you in solitary confinement. You pledge allegiance to the Hispanic supremacist, the black supremacist, or the white supremacist, period. And that's how they control a prison, with the prisoners, with the great game divide and conquer. I'm going to go to break. That was a jam-packed first hour. They had a decent job covering all the news. I'm going to do even better next hour with the incredible information hour Arizona that they're suppressing, the amazing information about where that's going, and with the leftist terror groups openly calling for mass terror in America, how they're working with the big corporations and how that's going to unfold. And separately, today's the last day to get Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 at 50% off, taken under the tongue, so good for your whole body, so good for your immune system, and Winter Sun, 50% off, highest quality D3 for your immune system, both 50% off with a bunch of other items at InfoWarsStore.com. But that sale does end tonight. Last day of the 50% off sale at InfoWarsStore.com for Winter Sun and, of course, Ultra 12. Stay with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.